Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NYPD would like some help tracking down a man who made anti-gay remarks to another man before throwing that man onto the tracks at the Tremont Avenue station in the Bronx. We get more on that now from Glenn Schuck, who is live in the Bronx this morning. Glenn?
And the important change here is that we have a sketch of this attacker, Lee. We put it up at 1010winds.com as cops here in the 46th precinct say this was 1 in the morning, November 22nd, here in the D-Train platform. A man suddenly took out a hammer and was screaming anti-gay slurs over and over, then pushing his way toward this victim, 21 years old, struggling with him and then pushing him onto the tracks. It was Good Samaritans that pulled him back up in the platform to safety as that attacker ran off. Now, I spoke with Anna. She was heading into work on the train here this morning. She saw the sketch that's been posted on the wall here.
Yeah, that's really disturbing. I mean, I've never felt unsafe on the trains, honestly, but it is pretty disturbing.
In terms of the man who was attacked, cuts over his eyes. He had to be treated at St. Barnabas Hospital and has actually missed work, we're told now, because of this. Now, the council speaker, Corey Johnson, also speaking out against the mayor about this, saying that Bill de Blasio needs to do more to make Subway safer. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live in the Mount Hope section of the Bronx.